important waiver day each week in most leagues. If you have a typical kind of waiver system, it's Wednesday morning. It's when everyone, it's a free for all to get whoever scored a lot of points that week, who's on who's on waivers, or some defense that you're streaming or whatever else. People are clamoring on Wednesday morning, or it could be Wednesday afternoon where you are, or overnight on late Tuesday night, to get the guys that you wish you had gotten the week before if only you knew what was going to happen. That's the most important waiver day. The second most important waiver day is Sunday morning. This past Sunday, I had an extra defense that I was planning to drop. I didn't want to drop them until Sunday morning because my opponent had a weak defense, Houston Texans, going into Seattle. And I knew it was going to be a tough fight with him, as it always is. His name is Corey Ned, and every year he is a fierce competitor. And so I held on to the Bears defense that I had. I had the Chiefs. I knew I was rolling with the Chiefs. I didn't like the Bears, in most of the next few weeks. So I knew I was going to drop them, but I waited till Sunday because I didn't want him to pick them up. And then the question was, who am I going to pick up when I drop the Bears? Sunday morning is a key time to look at your roster and figure out, is there someone who you absolutely do not need? Where if you drop them, if you feel like it won't be that hard to then pick them up on Wednesday morning if you need to, then go for it. And in their place, pick up someone who has some greater than 0% chance of breaking out, or a greater than 0% chance that someone higher than them on the depth chart might get hurt. So the week before, on Sunday morning, I picked up Emmanuel Wilson, with the, 2% probability, 4% probability that Josh Jacobs might get hurt, and suddenly thrusting Emmanuel Wilson into a 1A role for Green Bay. For me, it was worth it. And I had a roster spot to spare. This past Sunday, when I dropped the Bears, I looked ahead and saw that Dallas Goedert was going to be on a bye in a couple weeks. I knew that I would need a tight end. I didn't want to scramble for one the week that Goddard is on a bye. I figured I would plan ahead. And I picked up Aronde Gadsden. And Gadsden obviously crushed it. There's no other way to say it. Did not expect it. Thought that by picking him up, I was getting someone who could be a top 16 tight end with, top eight potential. And the top eight potential was a TD in a plus offense, especially if Quentin Johnston got hurt, or if Ladd McConkey was sidelined, or the aging Keenan Allen. That Gadsden could then slide into this role, especially with Marion Hampton out, as a top four offensive option. That was kind of the thinking. He busts out. I'm not going to go ahead right now and try to trade him to someone because it looks very transparent at that point that I'm trying to trade someone off of a 30 plus point effort. I'm not really interested in trading Goddard. Maybe I should be, but I don't know that a lot of people want him because Goddard is mostly TD dependent, or he's perceived that way. It's probably pretty accurate with that Eagles offense. So what I have now is a strong tight end to insert when Goddard is on a bye, and maybe for the ensuing weeks if Gadsden can continue to be a top eight tight end. Just on balance, he's not going to do what he did last week again and again. But I think 10 plus points is now a realistic baseline for someone with that much talent in that kind of offense. The lesson here, and this is something I've learned the hard way, is I've had opponents pick up someone on Sunday, and then I go to get them on Wednesday and realize, oh crap, someone got them Sunday morning. Why didn't I think of that? And the answer is use Sunday morning to your advantage. Make sure that you are stockpiling guys who can potentially break out after that weekend based on what happens that weekend. Don't just sit on, a top 40 to 50 wide receiver, where they're a dime a dozen, where there are 8 to 10 other wide receivers on waivers with similar floors and similar ceilings. It kills me when I see that happening. It actually makes me happy when my opponents are doing it. because I realized that's, you know, more high upside talent for me on waivers. But by using Sunday to your advantage, you can A, drop someone that you don't want anyone to get, in this case, the Bears defense, and B, pick up someone with a small percentage chance of breaking out. Isn't it worth it to do that rather than just keep the guys you have? I'm BJ Riddell, Fantasy Football for Winners. Follow me on the blog, email me anytime. See you tomorrow.